listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about being filled with the Holy Spirit and read to you from Acts chapter 4, verse 8, where we read this. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel." And that begins a great speech that Peter's going to give to the council there in Acts chapter 4. You see, Peter was in trouble again. And in a stressful situation, he stood before important and powerful men. And it was possible that those men could condemn him to death. At that very critical moment, it tells us that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter was instantly filled with the Spirit again. You see, the result of this filling with the Holy Spirit was seen in his supernatural boldness and in his ability to speak the gospel clearly and to the heart in a really stressful and dangerous moment. Now, but wait a minute. Wasn't Peter filled with the Holy Spirit before Acts chapter 4? Well, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit in John chapter 20, verse 22, when he was among the disciples when Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Again, that's John chapter 20, verse 22. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, when he was among the disciples who were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 4, verse 8, it wasn't the first time he was filled with the Spirit, and it wouldn't be the last time either. The filling of the Holy Spirit that Peter experienced in John chapter 20 and in Acts chapter 2, those were not one-time events. It was something that God wanted to continue doing in his life. Friends, the filling of the Holy Spirit is not a one-time event that we live off for the rest of our days. It is a constant filling, a continual asking to be filled, and repeatedly receiving the Spirit's filling by faith. Now, I believe that there's a wonderful and significant first experience with the filling of the Holy Spirit. This is often thought of as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 3, Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 11. Now, this is an experience that is valid and important for every believer. But yet, much of the weakness, much of the defeat and lethargy in our spiritual life can be attributed to the fact that we are not being constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, the Apostle Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, telling us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The grammar of the ancient Greek language for the phrase that Paul used indicates at least two important things. First of all, the verb be filled is passive. And so this is not a manufactured experience. It's not something that I work up within myself. We must never manufacture or fake some experience with the Holy Spirit. That doesn't glorify God, and it doesn't bring true help to people, including ourselves. Secondly, again, talking about Ephesians 5:18, where it says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. The verb be filled is imperative. So this is not an optional experience. You could say it's a command. We should never think of this as if some Christians are better or others are worse because of what they have or have not experienced with the Holy Spirit. We should simply often come to God and ask Him to fill us with the Holy Spirit. So here's my question. Peter was often filled with the Holy Spirit. Is this also true of you? Today, ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit and ask Him to do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.